By the grace of God, I want to preach in your hearing Jesus, the Law, and Us, Part 3, the Just Jesus Evangelistic Campaign, Day 228, since January the 20th, 2017, this year, Day 595, since January the 1st, 2016. Let's stand for the reading of God's holy word. Before I get into the message, allow me to ask a question and answer it. What is the gospel? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, the gospel is embodied in these words. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, Paul said, inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, but which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Augustine said, if you believe what you like in the gospel and reject what you don't like, it is not the gospel you believe, but yourself. And he's right about that. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, 18, and 19 leads us into the message. Think not that I am come, Jesus said, to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily, truly, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for the law and the gospel. And we pray that you would have mercy and grace upon us, even as Christians, believers, and forgive us of our sins of breaking your laws and commandments. And we pray that you'll help us to repent, because Lord Jesus, you said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And so, Lord, help us to love you. Help us to trust you as you have first loved us. Help us to fear you and to reverence you, that we would obey you and be faithful to you as Christians, as believers. And we pray that your holy gospel would go forth today in an understandable way, that your Holy Spirit would fill us and control us, and that your Holy Spirit would convict those who are not saved and move them to trust you as Savior before it is eternally too late. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. You may be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Clark said, though all earth and hell should join together to hinder the accomplishment of the great designs of the Most High, yet it shall all be in vain. Even the sense of a single letter shall not be lost. the words of God, which point out his designs, are as unchangeable as his nature itself. Amen, somebody. And so, ladies and gentlemen, in this brief message today, we will continue looking at how Jesus fulfills the Old Testament law and what that means for us today. In the past, Jesus fulfilled the law by being perfectly obedient to it during his time on earth. Nobody has ever done that but Jesus. In the present, he has declared that the law is still in effect and will remain so till heaven and earth pass away. So God, we pray that God would deliver us from these people who somehow think they have a license to break the commandments of God and still be happy in Jesus. It doesn't work that way, dear friends. And if you think that way, you have never been born again. You have never been saved. Dr. John McNeil Jr. in Atlanta, Georgia, taught me the song, Trust and Obey. For there's only one way to be happy in Jesus, and that is to trust and obey. Can somebody say amen? And then he says, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. The word till tells us that there is still some aspect of the fulfillment of the law that has not happened yet. What is it? Well, John Walvoord and Charles Dyer write in their commentary on Matthew, although the dispensation of the Mosaic law was to end at the cross, its moral and spiritual implications were to be fulfilled in later dispensations, including the millennial kingdom. While it is not accurate to say that the kingdom period, when Christ reigns on earth, will be under the Mosaic law any more than the present age of grace is, it is obvious that the future kingdom is more legal in its government as directed by an absolute ruler, Jesus Christ, who rules with a rod of iron, close quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the law was originally given to the children of Israel before they had been established in the Promised Land. But they never obeyed the law to its fullest extent, and thus never experienced the full blessings promised in the law for those who obey. Oftentimes they were chastised and punished because they refused to obey the word of God. Various forms of government down through the years, throughout history, including America, have also tried to establish societies bound by laws. In fact, Mrs. Haley, the UN secretary, whatever her position is, who is doing a bang-up job at the UN, she said, yes, we do have compassion for the dreamers, but we are a nation of laws. What is she saying? She's saying that America is a country of laws. You can't just be lawless and think things are going to work out. We must do things the right way. Most democratic societies today are based upon some system of law. But no society is perfect. And all have fallen short. We all have fallen short. Every country has fallen short before God. However, before this world ends, there will be a kingdom on earth where God's law reigns supreme, where all who obey that law will be happy and blessed, and where all who disobey that law will be justly punished. This kingdom is referred to as the millennial reign of Christ and will commence after the second coming of Christ, when Jesus returns to earth to defeat the forces of evil, the forces of the devil, and establish his kingdom on earth. Can somebody say amen? That is when the law will see its greatest and fullest fulfillment. But we who are saved already live under the laws of this heavenly kingdom. Jesus is our King, and he blesses those who are obedient to this day. And he chastises those, yes, even his children, who are disobedient. One day we will all sing, "This is our Father's world." Amen, somebody. Now, beloved, before I leave you, if you are with us today, if you happened upon us online somewhere, and you do not know the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can put your faith and trust in him for your salvation today and be saved from sin and hell. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said so. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Hell is an awful place, and hell is bad news. But I have some good news for you from Jesus Christ. He said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So all you have to do, dear friend, is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again from the dead. He is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. I don't want you to believe in me. I don't want you to believe in any other preacher or some other guru. You don't have to join a church to be saved. You don't have to be baptized to be saved. You don't have to speak in tongues to be saved. You don't have to jump and shout to be saved. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "And thou, you shall be saved." Pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you. Believing that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and praying to him is enough. Join me in prayer, for the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's a wonderful thing to be saved, my dear friend. Get saved today. Follow me in prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done wrong in your sight. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, as the sacrificial Lamb of God who died for my sin, shed his precious blood for my sin, was buried and rose again, and took away all of my sins. And Lord, I don't understand it all, but I thank you for it all, and I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is simply believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. And dear friend, if you trust that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you immediately. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good is my prayer.